Welcome everybody, Shir number 1008, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of Simin Resh Yud Aleph, of course, what bracha comes first, those halachas we're trying to go through, Bezros Hashem. So the Sefer Eitzra halachas, we saw last time from the Shulchan Aruch, we read a little bit, we try and mix it up, obviously, a little here, a little there, to get a better understanding. Just to read real quickly from the Sefer Eitzra halachas, now Simin Resh Yud Aleph, Ois Gimel Din Kedima BePeres Sheber Chaseim Shavos Im Yesh Lefan of Peres Sheber Chaseim Shavos. Like we saw, if the Peres are the same, you have fruits in front of you that are all the same bracha. Could go in Zaytzim VaTapuchim. You have, let's say, olives. We saw in the Mishnah Berurah you have possibly grapes and apples, or he says olives and apples. The Tarvayo Bara Priyo Eitz. They both have the bracha Bara Priyo Eitz. Ve'inu Mevarach Ella Al Echad Mehem. You're only making a bracha on one of them, right? Yeah, and you want to know which one you have to make. And halacha lemaisa, it's not a case of pick and choose. We said halachically you have to make a bracha on one and you have in mind the other ones. And halachically you have to do it the right way, which one you're going to make the bracha on. Of course, excluding what we spoke about quite a number of shiurim ago, if you're not going to eat them both right now, or if one is not in front of you, whatever, all those halachas we went through. But this is a case in time where the fruits are in front of you, you're going to eat them now. Good. What do I make the bracha? Yaktim levarich al min shiva. You have to make the bracha on the one of them that's from the shiva saminim. And we read the pasuk last time, going through the various different fruits that are brought down in the Shivas Aminim in that pasuk, which would take precedence when making a ha'etz on various different fruits with that are a ha'etz and not hadama. So afsha sheni chaviv alav yoyse. Okay, so he says an interesting thing. Even though the other fruit, even though, let's say I like an apple better, if I have in front of me, for example, I have an olive and an apple, I'm going to eat both, right? I like the olive, I like the apple, or I have an olive and an orange, I have a grape and an orange, or whatever the case is. So you have one from the Shivas Aminim and one from not, right? But I like the other one, I like the apple better, right? That's the problem over here. I like the grape, but I like the apple better. So maybe I should make a bracha on the apple? The answer is no. We make a bracha on the one that comes from the Shivas Aminim. Afsha hasheni chaviv olav yoyser. Yaktim levarech al min shiva. You make first a bracha on the item, on the fruit from the Shivas Aminim. Afsha hasheni chaviv olav yoyser. Even though the other one is something that you like better, and even if you always like it better, we're going to see what are the halachas of shivas of chaviv. Chaviv meaning when there is a time, actually, there will be certain situations which we'll see when, if somebody has two fruits in front of them and one of the fruits is something that they like better, there's chaviv, it's more chaviv to them, it's more tastes better for them. So we're going to see that there are times That would take precedence, but this is not one of the times. If you have, in other words, if you have chaviv and shivas aminim, you have something in front of you, two different fruits, and one of them is from the shivas aminim, and one of them you like, and the other one you like better. So you would make first a bracha on the one from the shivas aminim. And the question is, I'm just talking it out real quickly, but we'll get to that also. What exactly is chaviv? What does it mean? It's more important to you, right? What does it mean, the fruit that you have in front of you now? Or is it something that you always like? In other words, this fruit, let's say, that I have in front of me, I always like. I always like it better. Just punk now, I'm in the mood, let's say, for the other one, right? Not the Shivas Aminim. Forget the Shivas Aminim is not in front of me. Let's say I have an apple and an orange. I have an apple and an orange. And one of them, I like them both. But the apple I always like, right? I always like. And the orange I also always like. But the apple I always like better. All the time, that's how it is. Right now, I like better the orange. I'm in the mood for the orange. So it's like, I like it. It's chaviv right now. So the word chaviv, what takes importance, is that, do we say it's what you're eating now, or is it something that you always like better? Okay, but again, we'll talk about all that. I'm just explaining these things as we go down the road, and sort of like as they pop in my mind, so we'll have an understanding when we get to them, when we hear it actually in the actual shiurim, and we'll have a little bit of an idea of what it's all about. Okay, so now, so he says something else interesting, says the Sefer Eitzra Halachos further. Oishahu Shalom, it doesn't matter if it's a complete item. Now we're going to see it as something called a complete item and not a complete item. If you have two items in front of you and they're both the same, let's say, right? So you have to make a bracha. And nothing, not the Shivas Aminim, we're not dealing with Chaviv right now. It's not a question of importance. Two items in front of me and I like them both the same, let's say, and one of them is a complete item, a Shalom, and one of them is not, right? I have two cookies in front of me and they're both Mizonos. I like them both the same. Everything is one. Wonderful, same cookie, same everything. One is a complete cookie, one is not. So one is supposed to take the complete cookie. You take the shalom first. But in this case, since you have from the Shivas Aminim, that our case which we're talking about, it doesn't make a difference. You would still take from the Shivas Aminim. So whether the person likes better, so again, our case of the olive and the apple or the grape and the apple, so you have the Shivas Aminim, you have not Shivas Aminim. It doesn't matter if you like better the apple. It doesn't matter if it's who shalom. It doesn't matter if the apple is complete and the grape is not complete. Right, umin shiva hu chatzi pri, and the grape is, which is from the Shivas Aminim, is only half, and the apple is whole. Let's say, right, oishahu mi peiros Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter if it's from fruits that are from Eretz Yisrael, umin shiva hu mei chutz laretz, and the item, the grape, which is from the Shivas Aminim, is from chutz laretz, and the apple, let's say, grew in Eretz Yisrael, for example, afilu hachi min shiva adif. In all these cases, whether it's complete, you like it better. It doesn't matter when you have a item of min shiva, right, from the Shivas Aminim that we read from the pasuk, that would come first, and that is what you would make the bracha on if you're making a ha'etz on these two or three different items. And we'll get into all these other halachas, obviously, with the complete and not complete, and so on, and chaviv and not chaviv as we go down the road. But just let's just make it clear what's today's shir. I have in front of me from Shivas Aminim and one from not, right? A grape and an apple, right? So I have to make the bracha on the grape, and it doesn't matter if the grape is half or not half, right? And the apple's whole, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I like the apple better, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the apple is from Eretz Yisrael and the grape is not. The one that afilu hachi min shiva adav, the one that's in the pasuk, the grape in this case, or the olive in this case, that is the one I make the bracha on. Thank you for listening. Hatzlocha, bracha, kol tuv.